Checking sports this morning. Let's recap some of Saturday's wrestling action. District wrestling meets held in all classes on Saturday as wrestlers try to qualify for the state meet. At Class 2A, a meet heard here on KJAN. District 3 from up at Harlan Saturday. Atlantic qualified 6 wrestlers for the state wrestling championships. Among the qualifiers, Cole Hansen of Atlantic Cam, the runner-up at 113. Carter Cox, runner-up at 120 pounds. Chase McLaren won the title at 126. Also for Atlantic Cam, Drake Roller won the championship at 170. Zach Stork, the runner-up at 195, and John McConkie, the champion at 285. And those wrestlers will represent Atlantic at the state meet. Creston Orient Maxburg also had 6 qualifiers in that meet on Saturday. Harlan had a pair of qualifiers, as did Clarinda, Red Oak, Kemper Catholic, Bedford Lennox, all with 1 qualifier into the state meet, which gets underway on Thursday. Also in a 3A district meet at Glenwood Saturday, it was Glenwood qualifying 8 wrestlers for the state championships. Lewis Central had 7, Thomas Jefferson 5, Abraham Lincoln and Denison each had 1 qualifier moving on to the state championships. Also in a Class 1A meet at Underwood on Saturday, it was Underwood with 6 qualifiers advancing to the state meet. Among their qualifiers, Zane Ziegler was the runner-up at 106. Logan James, the champ for Underwood at 113. Blake Thompson wins at 120. Alex Thompson for Underwood wins at 126. Michael Baker, champ at 132. Guy Sudman, the champ at 138 for Underwood, as they qualified 6 wrestlers. Also, AHSTW had 2 qualifiers. Joel Becerra, the runner-up at 145, and Gabe Pauly won the title at 160. Tri-Center with a couple of qualifiers. Connor Atkinson won the 106-pound title, while Tyler Paulson of Tri-Center was the runner-up at 160. For Exira EHK, they had 1 qualifier, Cole Bruns, at 170 pounds, was the runner-up and will advance to state. Riverside had a couple of qualifiers. Tatum Blummel was the runner-up at 120 pounds for Riverside, and Coy Maher was the champ at 285, and they'll represent their teams at the state meet. Also, Southwest Valley had a couple of qualifiers. Tegan Lundquist at 126 and Bryce Newton at 220, both qualified for the state meet. Also in a district meet at Mapleton on Saturday in Class 1A, Missouri Valley had 7 qualifiers for the state championships. Logan Magnolia qualified 4 of their wrestlers to move on to state. Again, the traditional state wrestling championships get underway on Thursday in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena, and we will have live coverage. We'll have live updates throughout the day on Thursday and Friday, and then part of the day on Saturday before we get into the finals Saturday night, where we'll have complete live coverage of the finals here on KJAN. Also recapping Saturday's high school basketball action for you locally in Class 3A Region 2 play, it was East Sac County defeating Atlantic by a final of 47-42. Also, Shenandoah beat Clarinda 67-31. It was Red Oak down in Creston 57-43 in girls' first-round Class 3A regional play. Also in Class 3A regional action, Kemper Catholic beat Greene County by a final of 67-26. In Class 2A Region 3 action on Saturday, girls' basketball, it was Southwest Valley downing ACGC 59-42. Also in Saturday's action, it was IKM Manning beating Tri-Center 63-28. AHSTW also was a winner on Saturday. They beat Griswold by a final of 56-32. On Saturday, regular season boys basketball action, it was Exira EHK over Charter Oak Ute 83-47. Lewis Central beat Ralston, Nebraska 74-41. Sydney over Weeping Water, Nebraska 50-35. Carroll beat Perry 72-52. Also, before we get into college basketball, another note from high school sports over the weekend. The state boys swimming championships were held, and Atlantic placed 17th overall in the team standings at 33 points. Individually, Damon Miller was 7th in the finals of the 100-meter freestyle. He had a time of 47.48 seconds. Miller also placed 8th in the finals of the 200 freestyle. He swam a time of 144.7. Also, the team of Eric Weezer, Jacob Redler, Nick Landhus, and Damon Miller placed 14th in the 200 freestyle relay with a time of 1 minute 29.59 seconds. Landhus also was 22nd overall in the 100 backstroke. His time was 56.7 seconds. And in the 400-meter freestyle relay, Ben Henriksen, Jacob Redler, Nick Landhus, and Damon Miller teamed up for a 15th place finish. They swam a time of 3 minutes, 18.7 seconds in the State Boys Wrestling, State Boys Swimming Championships, which were held in the pool on Saturday. In college basketball yesterday, Jeremy Morgan scored 18 points, had 5 rebounds and 4 assists, and Northern Iowa edged Missouri State 55-52 Sunday. Bennett Cook added 14 points and 7 rebounds. Clint Carlson had 10 points for the Panthers. They've won 3 straight and 8 of their last 9. Daquan Miller and Jared Miller had 12 each for the Bears, who have lost 3 straight and 5 out of 6. The Bears had a 15-0 run in the first half, but Morgan had back-to-back three-pointers in the last minute as the Panthers only trailed 28-27 at the break. Morgan's three with 4:57 to play put UNI up 52-45 with 4:57 left, but the Panthers missed their last 4 shot. Missouri State missed 10 straight, only making 2 of its last 4 down the stretch as UNI comes up the winner. They're 13-12 overall now, 8-6 in Missouri Valley Conference play. In men's top 25 college basketball action on Saturday, 4 of the nation's top 12 teams in the AP men's basketball poll in action on Sunday. 3 of them came away with a loss. 7th-ranked Wisconsin had won 8 straight before Bryant McIntosh scored 25 points to carry Northwestern past the Badgers 66-59 in Madison. McIntosh hit a couple of free throws with 42 seconds left after Wisconsin scored 5 straight points to get to within 60-55. Nigel Hayes scored 9 of his 13 points in the second half for the Badgers as they drop now to 10-2 in Big Ten conference play. Cincinnati's 15-game winning streak is over after Ben Omelagu had two three-pointers and made the tie-breaking free throw during a 15-0 run that put 15th-ranked SMU up to stay 60-51 in a win over the number 11 Bearcats. Also, Virginia Tech pulled off the third upset, beating number 12 Virginia 80-78. And 10th-ranked UCLA escaped the upset trend as Lonzo Ball had 22 points on 9 of 12 shooting, collecting 9 assists in the Bruins' 4th straight win 78-60 against Oregon State. Well, Kelsey Mitchell and Shayla Cooper scored 20 points each, and number 13 Ohio State beat Iowa 88-81 on Sunday to extend the Buckeyes' winning streak to 8. Cooper added 5 assists and a team-high 8 rebounds in the absence of leading rebounder and second-leading scorer Stephanie Mavunga, who injured her right foot in practice on Thursday and is out indefinitely. Sierra Calhoun added 5 three-pointers and 19 points, and Kiara Lewis 11 points for Ohio State. Allie Disterhoff scored 22 points. Megan Gustafson had 17 points and 10 rebounds for her 13th double-double this season. Mackenzie Meyer scored 16. Kathleen Doyle, 11 points, 6 assists for Iowa as the Hawkeyes fall to 15-10 overall. They're 6-6 now in Big Ten conference play. Also back to men's basketball, as time is running out on Iowa's NCAA tournament hopes. The Hawkeyes are 6-7 in the Big Ten after shooting just 33% in their loss at Michigan State Saturday. Coach Fran McCaffrey's team is off now until they host Illinois coming up on Saturday.
We had 2 road games in a row, 2 tough road games, so a little bit of fatigue, so we could let them rest a little. The guys that are nicked up, you know, can get in the training room. But we'll just go back to work. And we've got to work a little harder, challenge each other a little bit more, and continue to improve.
McCaffrey says he may be forced to shorten up his bench for the stretch run. Iowa's been using an 11-man rotation on a regular basis.
That's a struggle for me. It's a struggle for our staff. You know, because Kreider deserves to play, Pemsel deserves to play, Cook, I mean, all those guys deserve to play. You know, I thought Dom Uhl was really good in the first half, but didn't. Only played 5 minutes as well. So I'm trying to be fair, and I'm trying to get guys going. And, you know, sometimes maybe I'll have to scale it back and just play some other guys more and see how that works.
Well, that Hawkeye-Illinois game set for coming up this Saturday afternoon. In Major League Baseball news, the Atlanta Braves added a 3-time All-Star to their lineup, getting second baseman Brandon Phillips from Cincinnati for left-hander Andrew McCurahan and minor league right-hander Carlos Fortunato. The 35-year-old Phillips hit .291 with 11 homers, 34 doubles, 64 RBIs for the Reds last season. He's a lifetime .275 hitter with 197 homers and 889 RBIs over 15 major league seasons. In golf, Jordan Spieth completed a convincing win at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, finishing 4 shots ahead of Kelly Kraft after carrying a 6-stroke advantage into the final round. And Scott McCarron closed with a 5-under-67 to win the Champions Tour's Allianz Championship in Boca Raton, Florida. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.